This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Record-shattering pandemic.
The increase is accelerating dangerously.
President-elect maps strategy.
I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask.
Southern California wildfire.
Fire is just all over the canyon, and there's a possibility I might lose my house.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the pandemic hits a new high. More than 217,000 cases recorded in the U.S. yesterday, nearly 2,900 deaths. CBS's Adriana Diaz says the heartbreaking surge is prompting new action.
If we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced plans to impose the strictest lockdown orders his state has seen since March.
We are announcing and introducing a regional stay-at-home order in the state of California, fundamentally predicated on the need to stop gathering.
The order shutters salons and bars and limits restaurants to takeout and delivery only in regions of the state where ICUs reach 85% capacity. The governor expects most of the state to hit that threshold in the next few days.
CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us pandemic fatigue may be undercutting efforts to blunt the virus.
A new study from the COVID States Project says as the pandemic dragged on, Americans' compliance with social distancing recommendations sank to new lows. In October, more Americans went to the gym or church and visited with others. The number spending time with a group tripled. On the flip side, the survey found more Americans are wearing masks than they did back in April.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us President-elect Biden has told CNN he'll make an appeal to Americans right after he's sworn in.
I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days.
As President-elect Joe Biden keeps pushing for Americans to wear masks, he also revealed that he had his first direct conversation with Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I asked him to stay on in the exact same role he's had for the past several presidents. And I asked him to be a chief for me as well.
Mr. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris said that under their watch, the Justice Department would have complete independence.
It should be based on the law. It should not be influenced by politics, period.
Mr. Biden feels Mr. Trump should show up for his inauguration.
I really worry about the image we're presenting to the rest of the world.
Dr. Fauci tells NBC News he will accept the president-elect's job offer. There's been no recent comment or action from President Trump on the pandemic. CBS's Paula Reed says his focus is on his unfounded claims of election fraud.
President Trump would not say if he had confidence in Attorney General William Barr.
Ask me that in a number of weeks from now.
The tepid response came just 2 days after Barr told the Associated Press the Justice Department had looked into complaints about the election, but has not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election.
They haven't looked very hard, which is a disappointment, to be honest with you, because it's massive fraud.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to hear a petition from his legal team to overturn the results of the election in the state and kicked the case down to lower courts to sort out factual disputes.
Now to Southern California. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest on the surging wildfire that has forced thousands of people from their homes.
Wind gusts reaching 70 miles an hour continue to drive this fire near neighborhoods in the canyons of Orange County.
The wind was howling. The firemen were here and they foamed the back of my house, and I think that saved it.
There are 500 firefighters from more than 30 different agencies battling the blaze.
You have a concern that maybe the fire is a little too close. That's enough to have your belongings prepared and to evacuate.
Because of COVID, officials aren't providing shelters for evacuees. Instead, they're encouraging them to seek private safety with family or friends or go to a hotel.
In New York City, three U.S. Marshals were wounded this morning in a shooting in the Bronx. A suspect is reported to be dead. A top administration official says China poses the greatest threat to the U.S. and the rest of the free world since World War II. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe tells CBS's Catherine Herridge Beijing is working to try to influence American lawmakers.
Through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed. China intends to dominate the world economically, militarily, and technologically.
The job for lawmakers in D.C. now is to work out differences on a new pandemic relief bill.
Compromise is within reach. We know where we agree. We can do this.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell's proposal has President Trump's backing. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer favors a larger bill.
The bipartisan framework introduced by a group of eight senators on Tuesday should be used as the basis, the framework, for immediate bipartisan bicameral negotiations.
Prosecutors in New York City say a rail worker earned $461,000 in 2018. $334,000 of it was overtime, and they say that was almost physically impossible to do. He's one of five current or former workers charged with fraud. Well, teaching school from home in a pandemic is tough. CBS's Meg Oliver has the story of one teacher who taught a lesson in dedication when his home caught fire.
First-time teacher John Little was in the middle of his remote social studies class outside Chicago.
And all of a sudden, my brother comes into my office and says, hey, we gotta leave. And there's just a ton of smoke.
What did you take?
Just my laptop.
The teacher at St. Mary's left without shoes or a jacket, but managed to keep teaching outside in below freezing temperatures using his neighbor's Wi-Fi.
I told him, hey, my house is on fire.
Thankfully, damage from the front porch fire was minor, but the boost to his standing with his students was major.
Well, there's some major news from Hollywood if you've got HBO's new streaming service. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says you'll get a ticket to some first-run films.
What happened to you?
Warner Brothers says it'll release all of its 2021 films on HBO Max the same day as theaters, including Matrix 4, Suicide Squad, and In the Heights.
You probably never heard my name.
Movies will stream on HBO at no extra charge for 1 month, but still be available in movie theaters after that.
The pandemic has left people sick, without work, and in some cases, hungry. Here's a snapshot from Great Britain.
No need to force the cleansing.
Scuffles at a food bank in Burnley, England. Hunger is no stranger here, but Vicar Alex Frost says he's never seen anything like this.
The level of need here is unprecedented.
When Pastor Nick Fleming delivers food parcels to his flock.
I sometimes have children ripping the bags off them to get at the food as I'm carrying them to the door.
Vicar Alex Frost again.
Visiting a family who had no gas, had no electric. They had no food. That broke my heart.
Already poor, this pandemic has left many thousands here destitute. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Peer to the heavens later on this month, and astronomers say we'll see Jupiter and Saturn appearing at their closest since the Middle Ages. Check the southwestern horizon December 21st. The World News Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.